بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال: رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بفناء الكعبة محتبيا بيديه هكذا، وصف بيديه الاحتباء وهو القرفصاء. رواه البخاري. Carrying on the chapter regarding postures and manners of sitting, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this hadith of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, in which he says, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting in the courtyard of the Kaaba by drawing his legs against his belly with his hands like this, and he demonstrated it with his hands. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat in different postures, in this particular one, showing complete humility. This is known as ihtiba in Arabic, and the other word for it is called kurfusa. The manner of sitting is, the person sits on his buttocks, and with his, he draws his legs against his belly, and his hands around his legs. So this type of sitting shows a lot of humility. So the person is sitting on his buttocks, with his knees raised, and his thighs is against his belly, and his hands around the shin bones. So he ties his hands around his shin bones. This shows a lot of humility. وعن خيلة بنت مخرمة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو قاعد عن قفصاء، فلما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المتخشع في الجلسة أرعدت من الفرق. رواه أبو داود والترمذي. حضرت خيلة بنت مخرمة رضي الله تعالى عنها, she's a Sahabiya, she said, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting by drawing his legs against his body with his hands. When I saw the Messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I saw the Messenger of Allah ta'ala sitting in such a humble position, I trembled out of fear. So the same posture is described as above, where the person adopts this very, very humble sitting, and generally the person is immersed in deep thoughts, some worry sometimes, then he is sitting very quietly in that manner with his buttocks on the ground, and he has raised his feet like this, and he is sitting with his hands around his shin, or around his knees. So this is a posture that Rasulullah adopted, and it, when this sahabi saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar Qila saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahabi became immediately awestruck by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This picture and image that the Sahabi saw of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting in this position, in a very humble position. He was the greatest of all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. If he wished, he could have sat on a throne like a king. But this was not what Rasulullah adopted. He adopted a very humble manner of sitting. وعن شريد بن سويد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال مر بي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنا جالس هكذا. وعن الشريد بن سويد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال مر بي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنا جالس هكذا. شريد بن سويد رضي الله عنه says, I passed by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and whilst I was sitting in this position, and then he explained the position in which he was sitting. This particular sahabi by the name of Shareed bin Suwaid, Rasul goes by, pass him, and at that moment this sahabi was sitting in the following position. وَقَدْ وَضَعْتُ يَدِيَ الْيُسْرَ خَلْفَ ظَهْرِي. I had placed my left hand behind my back. وَاتَّكَأْتُ عَلَىٰ أَلْيَةِ يَدِي. And I was supporting myself on the fleshy part of my thumb. So I was sitting in this particular position where I had my left hand behind my back, and I was supporting myself on the fleshy part of my right thumb. Rasulullah then says to me, فَقَالْ أتقعد قاعدة المغضوب عليهم. رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. رسول الله tells me, are you sitting like those who earned the anger of Allah? In other words, this was the manner that the Yahud and the Nasara would sit, and also those who were very proud and arrogant, and the rulers of that time, they would sit in this very, very arrogant manner. Rasulullah SAW then prohibited the Sahabi in sitting this particular manner. Therefore, you find in sitting positions we should adopt that which is a very humble position, and that which is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq, make amal, wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.